Crimson Lake. Written by Candace Fox and read by Lani Jontupu. I was having some seriously dark thoughts when I found woman. The only company I'd had in a month was my gun, and they can start to talk to you after a while. Guns, if you're alone with them long enough. The weapon watched me with its black eye as I rattled around the bare house, saw when I failed to unpack the boxes in the hallway day after day. It lay on its side and judged my drinking. Halfway down a bottle of wild turkey one night, I started asking the gun what its solution to everything was if it was so smart. A gun has only one answer. The night before I found woman, there'd been another brick through the front window. It was the third since I'd arrived in Crimson Lake, and I hadn't bothered to patch it up this time. I'd looked at the glass for a while and then gone out to the back porch and taken up residence there as the sun began to set, watched it blinking red across the wetlands, dancing on the grey sand. The house was falling apart anyway, which was why I rented it so cheap. The previous inhabitants had done a good job on the back porch, though. There was a nice strong rail and sturdy stairs, and the wire fence at the bottom of the yard that kept me safe from the crocs was intact. The fence was also very familiar. I was used to looking at the world through diamond wire. I'd sat there in the evenings wondering if the former residents had been hiding from something too, relishing in the predictability of nightfall as I did. The stickiness. The swell of insect life. The crocs beginning their barking in the dark, hidden, sliding in the wet and smelling me up here on the porch. Between the vigilantes out the front and the crocs out the back, I felt like I was in prison again. Which wasn't so bad, because it was secure. I was free from the decision to run, because I couldn't run anymore from my crime. Then the gun reminded me, sitting beside me on the dry, cracked wood, that I still had an avenue out. I was just looking at the weapon and agreeing a little and swigging the last remnants of the bourbon when I heard the bird down near the fence. I thought she was a swan at first. The sound coming out of her wasn't like anything I'd ever heard a bird make, a kind of coughing squeak, like she had a rock in her throat. I bumbled down the hill through the long grass, and incredibly, she approached me from the other side of the fence so that I could see a mess of little grey chicks all swirling and scattering clumsily around her as she tried to walk. The goose seemed to rethink the approach and stumbled back, hissing and flapping one great white wing.